In this week's parsha, it says, "Shema la miyaldas ha'ivyers asher shema achas shifra v'shema shenis pua." Says Rashi, quoting the Gemara in Saita, that Shifra and Pua, lo and behold, they're Yocheved and Miriam. So question number one is, how do you know they're Yocheved and Miriam? Maybe they're really Shifra and Pua. And secondly, if they are Yocheved and Miriam, why aren't they called Yocheved and Miriam? So the Maral addresses both points. Point number one, he says, Gevaldike insight in Lashon HaKodesh. When you want to say that there are two people, in English you say the first and the second. But in Hebrew, the word second carries also a meaning of secondary, a relationship of senior-junior. And there's no need to mention shenit just to say the second. For example, kitiyena li'ish shtei nashim, ha'achas ahuva v'ha'achas snua. Doesn't say shnia. Or Moshe Rabbeinu in the beginning of Parshas Yisro speaks about his two sons, Shem Ha'echad Eliezer, v'Shem Ha'echad Gershom. There's no need to say Sheni. Sheni means it's a relationship of senior, junior. Now a relationship between two women, which is senior and junior, the one that comes to mind is a mother and daughter. So the Torah is pointing out that Shif and Puah are a mother and daughter by the word shenis. Now, since there were millions of mothers and daughters at that generation, here comes another rule that says, lo b'hakatuv listom ela lefarish. The Torah doesn't throw any piece of information if it doesn't clarify the picture. The fact that they're a mother and daughter doesn't help me understand who they are. It's a side information which does not lead me to any further clarity. But the only mother-daughter that we know about in that generation is Yocheved and Miriam. So when the Torah gives you a hint that it's a mother-daughter relationship, as a result of this hint, we should say afterwards, ah, I got it. And the only way I could say I got it, if it's referring to the only mother and daughter that we know, which are Yocheved and Miriam. Or another possibility of a senior-junior relationship is a mother in-law and a daughter-in-law. And these are really the two opinions in the Gemara. Rashi quotes only one. One says it's Yocheved and Miriam. The other opinion says it's Yocheved and Elisheva. And if you look at the words of the Gemara in Sota Daf Yud Aleph, it's so clear what the Maral is saying. It says like this, Rav Shmuel, Chadomar Isha Ubita. Chadomar Kala V'chamoisa. Chadomar Isha Ubita Yocheved and Miriam. What did you have to say that middle sentence? It's a mother-daughter or it's a mother-in-law, daughter-in-law? Just tell me the names, I'll figure it out myself. I know that Yocheved and Miriam are a mother and daughter, and Yocheved and Elisheva is a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law. So why do you have to say before, Chad Omar Isha Ubita, Chad Omar Kala V'chamoisa? Because it's coming to say, what did I see in the pasuk? That's where it all started from. It's not that once I know it's Yocheved and Miriam, I know it's a mother and daughter. Or once I know it's Yocheved and Elisheva, I know it's a mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. It's the other way around. I saw in the pasuk that it's a senior-junior relationship, which could be mother-daughter or mother-in-law, daughter-in-law. As a result, I'm going to now latch on to the only mother-daughter that I know in Mitzrayim, or mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. Okay. How come the Torah didn't say their names? So here says the Maral, Ayisoid. Also later on in the Parsha, it says, Vayelech ish mi beis levi, vayikach bas levi. They don't have names? It's Amram and Yocheved. How come they're not mentioned by their names? Says the Maral the following Ayisoid. Most people, 99.9% people in the world, are a little bit conditional. Namely, because their father got married to their mother, they're here. And what would have been if their father would have not gotten married to their mother? They wouldn't have been here. Not that we're here by random. Everything's a reason. But it's not that the world exists on us. And we are conditional. Because this happened and previous events occurred, therefore we are here. But there are a few people in the Bria, and Moshe Rabbeinu is definitely one of them, that they have to be born. The world cannot exist without their role in the Bria. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought initially to create the world, he thought about these individuals and said, I'm creating the world for them. On Moshe, it says, Moshe mitukan l'gu'ula misheshes mibreshes. Moshe Rabbeinu has to be born. Therefore, in his case, his parents are playing less of a significant role than other parents play. Other parents are indispensable. If it won't be them, the child won't happen, won't be born. Moshe has to be born, initially through Amram and Yocheved. But what would have been if Amram would have not got married to Yocheved? Moshe still would have been born by a different couple, by Beryl and Shprinza. Hi, Beryl and Shprinza are redheaded, so Moshe Rabbeinu would have been redheaded. But he has to be born. He is not dependent on his parents like we are. To minimize the role of his parents, therefore, their names were omitted. As a lack of a name is a lack of significance, k'yadua. Okay, so let's go back to Shifra and Pua, if it's Yocheved and Miriam. How come Miriam's name wasn't mentioned? She's only a sibling. No one would ever have a havamina to say that Moshe Rabbeinu is contingent and based on his sibling. Well, in Miriam's case, you would have, because Miriam's the one who got them to remarry again. So again, she played some kind of role in the birth of Moshe. And if you single her name and point her out and give her the chashivas prior to Moshe Rabbeinu's birth, you could have said that if it wouldn't have been for her, Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have been born. And what about Elisheva, according to that other opinion? So I guess you're going to have to answer anyway that once you don't mention the senior, you don't mention the junior as well. But the yisoid is Moshe Rabbeinu is someone that has to come to the Bria, and therefore, prior to his birth, no member of his families will be mentioned. After he was born, okay, it's Fafal and he's here already, then you could mention. Question just to ponder on, for sure Avram Avinu is also in that category. Am Yisrael came out of Avram Avinu. So if Amram cannot be mentioned, probably Terach cannot be mentioned. But it does say, Vayhi Terach ben Shivim Shana, Vayolen es Avram. Now, what are you going to say? I'm never going to attribute Avram to Terach? Why not? Lemaisi came to the world because Mr. Terach got married to Mrs. Amtalai Bat Carnival. And if it wouldn't have been for them, Amram wouldn't have been here. So Am Yisrael wouldn't have been here. It's impossible. So why is Amram's name omitted and Terach's name is not omitted? But I guess the answer is Pasha. Terach's name was mentioned in the chronological order of Doris, just to say who, what happened, the chronological order of the Dorot. Moshe Rabbeinu, Amram could have been mentioned in that kind of context as well. Here, though, we're speaking, there's a Pasha in the Torah about the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu. How did he come to the world? We don't have a parallel by anybody else, by Amram Avinu. We meet Avram Avinu when he's 75 years old. He's mentioned when there's a chronological order of the Doris. So Nachor gave birth to Terach. What do we want the Torah should do? Nachor gave birth to Terach, and then the Torah should say Terach gave birth to and gave birth to Avram. It's a chronological order going through the Doris. I'm not giving any chashivas to the parents by doing that. I'm just saying a dry fact, who gave birth to who. But when I'm speaking in length about how one of these people were born, and a chinami, they would have been born anyway, not dafka through those parents.